Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is a Heritage scholar and expert on fiscal policy, Richard Stern. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
So, are the tariffs working?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, so it's important to remember here that tariffs in the long run harm your consumers and your manufacturers. But if you use them in the short run as a tool of negotiation, look what you can do. And Trump is certainly the negotiator in chief.
Short versus long, though. I think in some ways he is looking at some of these in a long way, meaning that we're trying to shake things up in a way where the United States isn't the only one that has tariffs put onto their products. So there are some long-term ramifications for the tariffs, but he's trying to tip it into the scale of benefiting America. And do you think he's accomplishing that?
I think he certainly is. And to your point on that, what I mean is you don't want to leave tariffs around for a long time. You want to use them to get wins that, yes, will last for generations, but you want to use them to get other wins. And that's exactly what he's done here. Europe's going to buy, you know, $750 billion of American coal, oil, and gas, buy $600 billion of American military hardware so that they can defend themselves, but give that money to our manufacturers to do it. And that's just the beginning of the process here. But, you know, it's also about boxing out China and reinsuring that global commercial affairs run through the United States.
All right. So how does China play into all this? Do you think China is going to play ball, or do you think this is going to be a much longer, harder nut to crack?
Well, so China is a hard nut to crack, and they always are. But I think it's interesting that they're already caving. Look, we've already seen them start exporting critical minerals to U.S. manufacturers that they had held on to for a long time. And that's one of a bunch of things that they've already caved a little bit on. But, you know, at the end of the day, most of the world wants the work of the U.S. The only way that China could win in the long run is if they could have slowly gotten everybody to realign with China and away from the U.S. And part of what's going on for the last 13 years is they've been succeeding at doing that. Trump, for the first time, has said, enough. We're not going to let you do that. And he started using these trade deals and frameworks to try to reroute everybody away from China and to refocus global affairs on the U.S. And if he can succeed the way he has, that will stop China dead in the tracks.
You know, I kind of feel disappointed that more countries didn't see this as their opportunity to also stand up to China. I know some of them are probably deadly afraid of upsetting them, knowing that they rely on China. But at least the United States is in a position to wean ourselves off of them as a country, which kind of gives us some leverage. And wouldn't that not be a good thing for the United States to start? This is what I thought back in the pandemic era in 2020, we started looking at our supply chain and realized it was probably not wise of us to have so much of our materials and medicines made in places like China when we can't get to it or there's some kind of cutoff point. So we said, okay, maybe it'd be good to bring back some of this manufacturing and build it here in the United States. But we didn't learn our lesson all these years past. we were kind of slow because things started going back to normal. Maybe this could be a wake-up call to say, okay, finally, we're going to do this. We'll do with companies like GE mentioned. They're going to bring more jobs back into the United States. It doesn't have to just be auto companies that are going to look at manufacturing, at least Canada, Mexico, United States, but it could be all industries saying we're just done with this uncertainty with China.
Oh, and I think you're right about that. We have to remember, though, that long before China declared war on the U.S. manufacturer, the EPA did. Washington, D.C. has regulated our manufacturing to death. You know, regulations right now on U.S. manufacturers total more than $30,000 a year per worker in a U.S. manufacturing firm. For small manufacturers, it's more than $50,000 a year. No wonder it's so hard to manufacture in the U.S. And so you're absolutely right that it served as a wake-up call to decouple from China, that countries around the globe are seeing an opportunity here to decouple from China because Trump wants to make a global trade regime with the U.S. at the center. But at the end of the day, that's only one side of the barriers. We got to stop putting the spotted owl and its habitat above the needs of American middle-class workers. Until we can deal with our regulations, until Europe and our allies can stop chasing green new scams and you know, net zero carbon emissions, until we can do all that, you can't get all the pieces of the puzzle together to reindustrialize. We've got to take down both the foreign issues and China, but domestic regulations and these misplaced environmental regulations.
Yeah, I think it starts with getting rid of some of these subsidies, and I think Donald Trump's doing a great job with that. A lot of these industries only exist because of government subsidies, and they're not being backed by the interest, the demand that's driven for them, at least through the American consumer, because they'll no way ever want to pay the price point needed if those subsidies didn't exist. But even if that's the case, a lot of these companies just take the money and run anyway. They don't actually produce the things that they're supposed to produce. So let's say you take that off the equation. Isn't that enough? You think just taking the subsidies away pretty much kills a lot of these different incentives of people trying to say, okay, now we have to choose between the spotted owl and the middle class. We're picking the middle class.
So I think the subsidies are a massive pillar of it, and I think you've identified that exactly properly. But you still have to deal with permitting regulations. So I'll give you a perfect tragic thing here, which is that if you look at all mining, oil, gas extraction in the U.S., all of it in terms of volume of production, we're only a little bit ahead of where we were in 1972. And the truth is, almost all of that is the fracking revolution in the U.S. Now, it's not that our mines are bad or miners, or it's exclusively federal regulations. And in fact, we stopped producing as much electricity. And that's, you see that in Europe, where electricity costs have tripled in the last decade. For us, we slowed the growth of new electricity online about 30 years ago. And all of it can be traced right back to those regulations we're talking about. So even if I get rid of the subsidies, even if we deal with foreign issues and all these trade things, you know, if I can't get a permit to break ground on a new mine, processing plant, or other factory, well, then you just literally can't build it here. And that is, I think, the untold story as well. That's the other pillar of how the left and D.C. bureaucrats have slowly choked industry in this country.
Okay. Richard Stearns joining us, a Heritage Scholar and expert on fiscal policy. By the way, if people wanted to look up your work online, where can they go?
Well, you can go to heritage.org and find everything I write and that of my entire team. You can find me at Rich A. Stern on X, formerly Twitter, of course, as well. You know, thank you for having me on the talk about all this.
Yep. Going back to tariffs, I just wanted to make sure we got that out there. We still have a couple more minutes, I hope. But going back to the tariffs and something with the EU and the UK and all these different countries that are starting to play ball, at least in that sense, Donald Trump said, we can't make 200 separate deals. It's just we just don't got time for that. So he just wants a blanket tariff. What do you think about the United States just setting that standard blanket tariff and rolling with it? Do you think that'll be effective?
Well, I think it's effective at bringing people to the negotiating table. And I think it's had the effect, and you see this with the EU, of bringing a lot of these countries as one giant meeting in the room together. So as you're talking about, not doing 200 separate deals, but doing a few deals, maybe even one giant deal framework that every country can sign on to. I would say this, though. It's important to remember that if, at the end of the day, we just left a universal tariff in place, that tariff makes it harder to do business in the U.S. You know, 60% of our imports are actually imported by U.S. businesses in their production chain, a lot of those manufacturers. So, again, I think it's great if you're trying to bring countries to the table to hold them accountable for their bad practices, to hold them accountable for things they've done to take advantage of American workers. But just leaving it in place in the long run, not addressing their bad tactics, doesn't solve the problem.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You know, there's a couple of things that have happened recently that kind of shocked me. Can I play a clip for you and get your reaction to it? This is Bill Maher recently in making headlines today discussing the tariff situation. Ethan, if you can play clip number one. I think he's got it right there. Maybe. But basically, okay, we could do the gist of it. That's okay. But Bill Maher, this is clip number one.
I would have thought, and I got to own it, that these tariffs were going to sink this economy by this time, and they didn't.
Okay, so basically he's coming out and saying he was wrong. I got to own it when it comes to tariffs. That's probably a healthy thing that people come out and admit they were wrong. But there was a lot of analysts that came out originally and said this was going to crash the economy by 4th of July. They were completely wrong about it. We're looking at record territories here. So what do you think the people that were critics should learn about tariffs? What's the lesson here?
Well, again, you know, they were looking at it as tariffs were just going to be imposed. You know, originally Trump was talking about 30, 40% tariffs on some countries. And these analysts thought, well, he's going to impose the tariffs and then just walk away, and that was going to be the end of it. But what they missed about this was what Bessent was saying and other people, which is that the tariffs were a tool of negotiation. So the trade deals that Trump's getting, the concessions from other countries that they're going to stop their bad practices, all of that is buoying the U.S. economy right now. And the analysts miss that. They forgot that Trump is the negotiator-in-chief, and they thought the tariffs were the beginning and the end. They didn't realize that it was the opening move in a grand negotiation chess game where Trump was looking at getting other things as victories.
Yeah, and part of it you find that, you know, he's coming in, new administration. Is it going to look different than the first? He kind of had this reputation of having the economy grow up until COVID, but things were looking great in the way that he decided to the decisions he made, rather, to help it grow. And I think they kind of lost a little confidence. Hopefully they regain that confidence in his direction. I think maybe that could be part of the lesson. All right, Richard Stern, by the way, if people, again, want to find you on Heritage or other places, where can they look?
Again, thank you for having me on. You can find me at Rich A. Stern on X, and you can go to heritage.org, and you can go to the economy section or budget, find all the stuff that I write, my team writes. And again, you know, we appreciate being able to come on and talk about the news of the day.
Great. Heritage scholar and expert on fiscal policy, Richard Stern. Again, thank you for joining us here in St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.